Okay. Yeah, this is June 26, 1988, and I'm talking to James and Avis Ross. Avis Hacker Ross.
Mm-hmm. All right? That's right.
And this is Flatwoods Community here?
Is this
yeah.
Well, as I told you on the phone, people have told me that your father was Sam Hacker. And they also told me that he was a good fiddle player. And I'm interested in finding out all I can about the old-time musicians who were around.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to ask you all some questions about your father.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what year did he die?
In 1950, I forgot, I'd have to go and hunt the Bible up the old Bible. It was in the 50s though, I forgot.
Uh-huh.
See, Mom died in 58, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Mom died in 58, so it was about 55, I think it took when he died.
About 55.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Do you have any idea when he was born? Do you know how old he was when he died?
Well, he was 76.
76, and he died in 55.
I think so.
Uh-huh.
I think that was it. I've got it all wrote down in an old big Bible, but it's way down. It'd take me months to dig it out. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, when what I started to tell you, now, before he died, he was sick then, and he lived here, and there was a man come here, I can't think of his name, and he had my dad to get out the fiddle and play. He recorded this.
Yeah, and his name was Lewis Chapel.
Well, I forgot his name.
And I heard those records.
You did?
Yeah.
All right.
And I was really impressed.
And so then, he left my dad a couple of these records, but you know you had to have them hardened or whatever you do.
Uh-huh.
Well, I had them here, and my baby sister then, she took them to Akron and said she was going to do that, but I guess she never did it.
Huh.
So, then, after that, I don't know, 5 or 6, 10 years ago, there was another man come in here, and them records, I think, that this first man did, went to Morgantown. And then there was another man come in here. And he said he'd let us have one of those records.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have nothing at that time to play at all. So my son, two sons, got a record apiece, and one went to my sister, Janice Rogers, up at Flatwoods.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the records play.
Were they tapes? Or?
No, they were, there was tapes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty good fiddle playing that
mm-hmm.
I heard.
Mm-hmm. And he never took a lesson in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you how he started to play the violin.
I'd like to hear that.
Well, he was about 6 or 7 years old. I've heard him tell it many times. And there was a lady that lived close to him that could play the violin pretty good. So he had, back then they called it a dropsy.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And the doctor said to let him, you know, have his way. Well, this woman's name, we called her Aunt Dolly. And she'd come there and entertain him. And she made him a fiddle, we call it, out of a corn stalk. Did you ever hear tell of the like? She went out and she got a corn stalk now, and she cut that corn stalk in strips, you know, and put a bridging under it, you know, and fixed him a bow. Now that's how he got started to playing the violin.
Huh.
He was about 7 years old.
Uh-huh. Now, do you remember that woman's name?
Dolly Sands.
Dolly Sands.
She's been dead several yeah. years.
And where was it that your dad was raised?
On Cedar Creek. Do you know where Cedar Creek yeah. is? Over on Cedar Creek.
Around Exchange? Or?
Yeah, right close to Exchange.
Uh-huh. Did your dad, did he ever go to fiddle contests?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember any of those? Did you ever go?
Oh, I went to them around over here at Sutton. They'd have fiddlers contests, you know.
Uh-huh.
And around, just around, you know, Fraxon County here, he played for dances. And all these fairs that went off, he was there.
At the county fair?
And county fair. Mm-hmm. And he played at the county fair. And can you remember who that other fiddler was that played with him so much? Can you remember him?
Was it Ernie Carpenter?
No.
You knew one called Nellie?
Nellie? I see. I can't think of his name. And he got the last violin he got off of him was off of this man.
Oh, that's that fellow, yeah, really, that old fellow. I can't think of his name.
I can't either right now. I can't think of that man's name to save my soul. Well, anyhow.
Where did he live?
Gasaway, this other man did. And they'd go to the, like I told you, to the fairs and fiddlers contest.
And this man was a fiddle player too?
Yeah. And my dad liked his violin so well, and he got it off of him. And my baby son still got that violin and still using it.
Huh. What's your son's name?
Victor Sands.
Victor. I met a boy one time up here at Flatwoods named Richard, I think.
Richard Sands.
Richard Sands.
Well, he lives right up here.
Does he?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's my grandson.
Is it?
See, I was married once before.
Uh-huh. He was a fine musician.
Mm-hmm. He played over to Regatta last night.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. And he's played my dad's fiddle.
Yeah.
I call it a fiddle.
Uh-huh. Does Richard play in a group or something now?
Well, not now.
Mm-hmm.
He plays with the Hugheses. Do you know them?
Uh-huh.
Steve Hughes?
Yeah.
And he started with them. And then my baby son's a musician. He lives in Akron. And they, Jim, I believe my phones are ringing, honey. And so Richard goes out there.
Uh-huh.
And they won the contest for the state of Akron.
State of Ohio?
State of Ohio. Mm-hmm. They had a band. My son still got a band.
Uh-huh. What does he play?
Well, he plays everything.
Uh-huh.
And he usually reach him something, he can play it.
Yeah.
And so Richard went there. He plays a bass guitar.
Mm-hmm.
But he can play a banjo and he can play a fiddle. Richard can.
Mm-hmm.
So my son just left here Saturday morning.
Did he?
Mm-hmm. He got time off.
Uh-huh.
He's retired now. And he got time off to come to see me. He's playing today somewhere in Ohio.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Who was it?
I'd be on that one.
Mike?
I told him he didn't come in, but he... He just pulled in up as I was talking to him.
Dick with him?
Yeah, him and Dick.
Yeah, and so, Richard now, we call him Dick. He comes back here. He got married and come back here. He got homesick for West Virginia.
Uh-huh.
And he works over here at Gilmore.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So he played with the Hugheses over here. Now, when he first come back, he started in with the Hugheses. But you know, he can't follow the music and work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess Dick's good on, well, especially the bass guitar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know he's a good musician.
Have you heard him?
Yeah, I played a tune or two with
him. How long ago?
Probably 3 or 4 years.
He's better now, I believe. Had more practice. I've got his tapes. The band.
Getting back to your dad, do you remember any of the tunes that he played?
Oh, just a lot of them. All the old time.
He used to play the old Sourwood Mountain.
And almost all them old tunes now. You can probably can remember the names better than I can. And of course, a lot of them tunes now, they've changed the name just a little bit. Oh, my dad was a good fiddler. That's right.
Did you know your grandparents, your dads?
No.
Yeah, you didn't know them? You don't know if they were musicians?
So. No. No, not one did I ever hear him talk about. No. See, I never seen but my one granddad, and I was just about 4 months old. No. So, see, I don't know. Yeah. No, none of the rest. Just him.
Did you ever go to dances where he plays?
Oh, yeah, I've been to dances. Yeah. And this baby son of mine, as soon as he got big enough, he went with him, Victor.
Oh, yeah. Did Victor play music with
him? Yeah, he seconded on the guitars at that time. Then he got married and went into a high, and he formed a band of his own. So he's got my dad's violin. And I forget the name of that violin. It's a funny name. But everybody seemed to say that was the best sounded violin they ever heard.
Wasn't a Steiner, was it?
No.
Steiner?
No, I'm not sure about this, but I think it was made in Germany. Oh, great big long name. I couldn't pronounce it.
Stradivarius?
I don't remember now. Richard probably could tell you the name of it.
Now, I've had people tell me that your dad, when he played the fiddle, he danced at the same time.
He would.
Yeah. And he was a good dancer. I mean, just get out and dance.
Oh,
dance. Oh. Yeah. He was a good one, wasn't he?
Oh, there wasn't any better.
Yeah.
Oh, sir.
And there wasn't a stiff bone in that man's body. Oh, I'll say about 2 years before he died, he could just dance as good as he could if he'd have been real young.
Yeah.
Oh, he enjoyed it too.
Yeah.
He'd sit there and play that old fiddle. He played it many times just by himself. He'd get in the house there and he'd just saw and that thing all day.
Did he ever sing words to any tunes?
No, I've heard him kind of hum. Now he'd go somewhere and hear a new tune. And then he'd come back home and then he'd kind of get that tune in his mind and kind of hum and then play it to my fiddle. Directly he'd get it. I know he never would sing.
No, I never did hear him sing.
Now, was it this, did he live here, did you say, when that man
the
came and recorded
man
him?
Lived here. And I lived on Blow when I come up here. I sat in there with them when they did that.
Yeah, he played the Wild Horse on that record, and he played that.
Well, now, he played a lot of them.
A lot of them tunes that he had.
Tugging a Straw and
all them tunes.
Oh, I don't know. A dozen and dozen of them. I can't think of them now.
And then, what I started to say, you know, the musicians now, they play maybe some of them tunes, but they got a different name. Old Sourwood Mountain, and oh, I don't know. I just can't remember.
Now, and I was wondering this. Now, different people have told me that your dad played lots and lots of tunes. But those records that they have in Morgantown, he only played about 5 tunes on there, I think. Would that have been because he wasn't feeling good at the time?
Well, that's all that man wanted.
Oh, is that right?
Uh-huh. That's all he wanted.
Just a few tunes.
Uh-huh. Oh, my dad would sit there and play all along for him, but that's only, you know, them tunes is all he wanted.
Uh-huh.
Now, when he played the violin, he would always, now you've seen fellers play the violin and jiggle, you know, just, you know, that way. He didn't.
Smooth bow.
Smooth bow. Uh-huh. That's the way
now he
played.
He used it all. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He, you know, you've seen him play and, you know, jiggle, and he didn't.
Him.
He just darted right on out there. No, everybody you ever heard him play said he was about the best fiddle player they ever heard play.
Mm-hmm.
And he never took a lesson in his life. I told you how he started now.
Mm-hmm.
It was on a cornstalk fiddle. And Aunt Dolly Sands and her sister helped him make it out of a cornstalk.
Mm-hmm.
Now that sounds kind of fishy, but he done it. They made him a bow, had a, went out to the barn, got the hair out of the old horse's tail and made him a bow.
Uh-huh.
He was only 7 years old. What they was trying to do was keep him entertained while he had the sickness, see.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard her tell about he'd sit down before the fireplace and he'd have the whole, in front of the whole fireplace is corn stalks making fiddles.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
He made a lot of them then.
Yeah, the corn stalks now.
Uh-huh.
Just like a kid would, you know.
Uh-huh.
Of course, they'd burn them in the fireplace when he, what he didn't use, they'd burn them.
Uh-huh.
Did you never try to make one of them?
Well,
you never.
I never seen it done, but I've heard him tell.
You've made cornstalk fiddles?
Oh, yeah.
You take the cornstalk,
then
they're jointed.
Bust him, see? Split him right down through that. Then get you a couple of blocks and put another back end of them. You can make your bow that way,
like
too.
Like a bridge. Just like a bridge, you know. They cut that cornstalk, you know, about like a fiddle stringing, you know, and then they put a bridge in there.
I didn't play that loud, but now you can knock a tune on.
That's the way he learned to play.
Huh. Now, can you think of the name of that fiddle player from Gassaway that he went around with?
Now, he had a brother who was named. Lived up there next to the Sutton Dam, was named, he stayed with Pate Wines, his brother. Can you remember his name? And this was his brother. He was a big man.
Was he a tall, slim fella? A great fiddle with him?
No, he was a pretty good sized man to play fiddle with him. But his brother stayed with Pate Wines as a little man, remember? And he lived up there at right about where that tie yard is. I mean, you was up there one day to see. I mean, the one that stayed with Pate, remember? But it was his brother that played with my dad. I can't think of his
name.
Williams.
Huh?
Williams.
Tom Williams.
Let's see now. Ed Williams.
Ed Williams.
Uh-huh.
You know him, do you?
I've heard of him.
Well, now it was Ed Williams.
Uh-huh.
He played a lot with Ed Williams.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And there's where he got his last violin, was off Ed Williams. He traded with him. Off of Ed Williams. Now I've got it. You know, Ed Williams is a pretty good sized man.
Uh-huh.
But I was trying to think of the brother that I knew better he was a little man. I forgot his first name. So it was Ed Williams.
He lived in around?
Around Sutton. And around up next to where the, about where the tie yard is at Sutton, before they put the tie yard in there. Now that's been years ago, because I'm 84.
You don't look it.
I don't. Well, I'm 84. So now that's been a long time ago.
Yeah, I've heard Ernie Carpenter tell me about Ed Williams.
Ed Williams. Now, he played a lot with Ed Williams.
And he's Ernie also talked about a man named Dan Friend who played the fiddle.
Yeah. My dad played the fiddle with Dan Friend. My dad, around Gasaway, they'd have dances every Saturday night. And my dad would go there, play the violin for the dances. And then sometimes, you know, Ed Williams would be there, and they'd both play. And then all the county fairs he'd play. And of course, it'd be different other times. They'd call him in to play for something, you know. Yeah.
Did they always have county fairs way back?
Oh, ever since I can remember. Now, they used to be about, if you know where the tie yard is up there at Sutton. Yeah. Now, that whole thing used to be, it was county fairs in there.
What would they have at a county fair way back in your childhood?
Well, they had about like they do now. But they'd have dances, you know, and all that
had
stuff.
Had Ernie Williams, Ernie Cornwright used. Him and his brother used to play the dances over at Sutton.
Yeah, have all kinds of dances, you know, but they had the same thing. They'd have the animals there, and maybe sometimes they'd have a carnival come in. See?
Like shooting gallery and that kind
of thing? Oh yeah, they had all that.
Would they ever have like side shows? Or?
Yeah, side shows.
Wasn't no whole lot to it, but now there's a place to go.
People had fun, I reckon.
And then this side of Gasaway now there, from the bridge this way. There was no houses in there when I was a kid growing up. There was just a great big bottom up through there. Of course, all full of houses now. They'd have carnivals come in there, have dances. They'd get down there and play for them dances.
Would they come and get your father all hours to come and play the fiddle for him somewhere? Or did they?
No, not at all hours, but they'd want him, they'd, you know, plan ahead to have him there. Why, was hardly ever a Saturday night ever passed but thought he was playing somewhere for a square dance or something like that.
Do you know if he ever made any money to speak of when he played?
Well, now, the way they done, they just take up a collection and play the fiddler.
He may make $4 or $5.
And
maybe wouldn't make that. See?
And then there'd be places where they love to hear him play, you know. They'd try to keep him till after midnight, and they just keep giving him money. And my oldest son down here, he played the harmonica, and he's been with it.
Yeah? Does he still play?
No, he quit it. And he was a good harmonica player. I guess they took it down after my dad. There's where Richard got it. Now, Richard's dad, he can't play anything, but boys, he loves music. But the other two could.
How would you, I never knew your dad. How would you describe your dad? What kind of a natured man was he?
Oh, he was good-natured. He was full of fun. He was funny as he could be. And I've seen him, you know, get in a crowd and get funny and just say what come into his mind. No, he never had an enemy. Now, well, that's Dick. That's Richard. Now, that was with my dad. Well, wouldn't he, Jim? He just had, he was just lively and funny and whatever he thought he said. And he never had an enemy. Nobody never got mad at him. He just went.
Oh.
Mike home?
No, he went up to your house.
He's probably up there.
Well, where have you been? Huh?
That dresser?
What dresser?
That one we left down here.
You mean in the bedroom?
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, Chris.
I got a job.
What?
Doing roofing.
Yeah?
$4 an hour.
Now there's a good musician right there coming. He's from Ohio.
He's New Yorker.
He's a New Yorker, but he's...
I'm a little fired up. I had a few beers today, but... I've been meaning to get over and visit with you and say how you doing. I got a job, though. Working with Don Barnett, making $4 an hour doing carpentry and roofing and that kind of stuff.
So, well, where is he taking his love seat?
I don't know.
Well, ain't that Dick's?
That's Arden.
Yeah, Arden Barrett with him.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. We got that out of a house up here.
Well,
on the main road. I'm not really sure.
Well, all right.
But how are yous?
All right.
Well, that's good. I'm glad.
You know what? Victor was in, and he tried his best to get down to see you, but he didn't have time.
Oh.
Now, when he was Jody. Back.
Yeah.
Now, he's coming to see you. Now, what took up his time, he went to look about these log cabins he's going to build right across the road.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
With them prefabricated, where they just set them together pretty much.
Well, they build them out of these logs, you know.
What a trip. I like the old Vic.
Any more questions you want to ask? Just ask.
Well, you.
I ain't got much to tell you, but.
Well,
it's been so many years ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
sure. Yeah.
Well, you said. Different people said your dad liked to have a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remember anything he ever did, like to play a trick on anybody, or what did he do? What kind of?
Any kind of trick he could play, he'd play.
Yeah, he'd play tricks on you. And he was just a real funny man.
Uh-huh.
He'd just have a lot of fun. Square dances, he'd get off some good jokes, you know, and maybe, you know, tease somebody. Nobody never got mad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was a jolly old fella.
And get in a crowd, like around town, around Gasway or somewhere on the street, and a bunch of gather around him just to have fun, and he just started dancing right in the middle of the street. That's the way he was. He was a little man.
Just up his alley when he comes to fun
music.
Now, boy. He got in.
Fun, anything fun, yeah. He was in that.
Did he ever play with any banjo players, you know?
Oh, yeah. But I just can't remember the banjo players, can you?
Yes, sir.
Who was it?
Raymond Knight.
Oh, yeah. Raymond Knight.
And, what is that?
Oh, Jed Boggs. Jed Boggs still alive now.
Jed Boggs?
Jed.
Boggs.
Boggs.
Jed.
Boggs.
Boggs. And where does he live?
Now, he could give you a history of Sam Hacker.
Yeah.
Where is it Jet lives? What?
He lived on Stewart Edition. He did.
In Stewart Edition?
No, not, the Sugar Creek.
Yeah, I lived up Sugar Creek.
Sugar Creek?
Mm-hmm. Now, that's below Gasaway.
Yeah, I know a sugar cookie.
Well, he lived up there.
Is that Jack? Is that just a nickname?
No.
No, that's his real name.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Uh-huh. Oh, he played a many times.
And see, Raymond Knight and Jet Boggs and all I can't remember.
No, not a little Pine. What was his name?
Spurgeon.
Spurgeon Pine.
Now, what did do they gather up at my dad's house? He lived in Bluefield, uh-huh. Little Otter.
Yeah.
And here they'd all just come in, you know, to play music at home, at his home.
Uh-huh.
I forgot about the...
Now, did this Jet Boggs, did he knock a banjo?
No, he played the guitar.
Yeah.
He played a guitar. Mm-hmm.
But he could play some on the banjo.
I never hit him on the banjo.
Well,
now
Spurgeon Pine and that their Knight boy.
Oh, that Raymond Knight was a good banjo player.
But now you see, Raymond Knight's dead.
Raymond Knight, I don't know what happened to him.
He's dead.
Is he?
And Spurgeon White, or Spurgeon Pine is too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I suppose we're good on the
guitar. But now Jet Boggs is only 111 out of that bunch that used to gang up and they'd all play together. Mm-hmm. And Jet, he's been sick, but we ain't seen Jet for a long time. We run across him down here at the Kroger store here a while back.
Yeah, we was talking about some of his old fiddle tunes. And
Jet could sing.
Really?
He was a good singer.
Yeah.
That was Saturday night about.
Huh.
If he wasn't playing someplace else, he was at home. They'd all gang in at home and play.
But they done all of them. He'd go around and see the couple of at the school building and play, you know. Boy, he had a big time.
He was always busy now.
And on Saturday nights, they'd have a square dance down at Gasway.
They'd have square dances
and
down there.
Him and Jack Bowman, and Virgin Pride, and Raymond Knight. Raymond played the banjo.
I figure my sister probably could tell you more about how she used to play with him, second some on the guitar.
Uh-huh.
Now, as kids, we wasn't interested in that. We didn't pick that up.
Mm-hmm.
My baby sister did.
She played a banjo.
Second on the guitar after my dad. But me and the other one, we never.
Now, that's the sister who
up at Flatwood.
Flatwood.
Mm-hmm. Denzel Rogers' wife.
Right.
They own that gun shop up there. Yes,
uh-huh.
And now there was two sisters there that would play with him a lot.
Is it this one up here in Flatwoods? Is she the one who played the banjo?
No, she played the guitar.
Guitar.
Mm-hmm. The one that played the banjo, she died.
She lived naturally.
I just went up here and played the guitar.
Uh-huh.
I know they made good music.
Uh-huh.
But she finally gave it up.
Yeah, she finally quit it.
She just quit.
Well, Wanda did too. She finally quit it after so long a time.
Uh-huh.
There was five of us girls and just the two that would play the guitar after my dad.
Did you ever years ago hear a man named McElwain play a fiddle?
McElwain.
Uncle Jack, they called him?
No.
I don't
think so.
Sometimes they call him Jack Wayne.
No.
Did you ever hear the old man, Carpenter Ernie's father, Shelt play?
Old Shelt Carpenter, yes. I've heard Shelt Carpenter.
Yeah.
I never did.
I have. Many times. I've been to their house up there when they lived on the river.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. This Ernie and the old man Shelt. Mm-hmm. Ernie had a brother played with him a whole lot of guitar.
Yeah.
And he finally died.
Yeah. Carl.
Carl, that's right. That's it.
Did you ever hear any of the people out here on Salt Lake, the Blakes play? I think it was Old Jack.
Hope Blake?
Hope Blake, yeah.
Yeah.
And his father, Jack Blake, did you ever hear him play?
No, don't.
I never heard none of the Blakes play but Hope.
Uh-huh. And them Wanders, did you hear them play, did you?
Yeah. Yeah. You have music in your family?
No. I got the good prayer. Whole fiddle.
And there wasn't none on my dad's side, nor on my mom's side was musical, you know?
No.
No, my dad just, like I told you, that's the way he got started. Mm-hmm.
Well, were you raised in this country,
yes,
too?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
What kind of work did you follow, mostly?
Well, I just not know, finally, I got on the railroad.
Uh-huh.
And I worked there 28 years. But I had 30-year service. But I missed 2 years. I knocked me out of 30-year service, see?
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I pinned it on 28 years.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any colored people play music around these parts?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Al Arnold.
Al Arnold? Of course, he's dead and gone now.
Yeah. Now, but the Gasaway Depot, you know the trains, you know that depot down there was, he was a janitor. He played the mandolin. All he was doing, my dad and him would play.
Huh. Now, he played the mandolin. Mm-hmm.
Now, I've heard talk about an old colored man. He's been dead a long time. But his name was George Morris. Can you see?
George who?
George Morris. And he played the fiddle. Did you ever hear of him?
No. I did. I forgot him.
Uh-huh.
And I heard a lot of them old fellas play, but it's never been so long.
Another one I heard of, I think maybe played the guitar, was a Lacey.
Who?
Grafton Lacey.
Grafton Lacey. I know Grafton Lacey, too, and I've heard it Grafton play.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can you remember anything about what style he played? Or?
No, I don't.
Did he play the blues?
Oh, he just played about anything that come up.
Uh-huh.
That's the way my dad, he could play waltzes.
Did he?
Yeah, all kind now, all mm-hmm. kind of tunes.
Uh-huh.
Play waltzes, anything you want to.
Huh. Did you, either of you, way back now, in your younger days, did you ever see any of these dulcimers?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah? Can you remember who played them? Or?
No, I can't remember who played them, but that's been so long time ago. Over on Cedar Creek, somebody had a dulcimer, and they handed it to my dad. He had never played one. And they said, they called him Sambo. They say, Sambo, bet you can't play this. And he said, I'll bet you I can. And it wouldn't be but a little bit till he'd play tunes on, wouldn't it? Anything you'd hand him. Yeah, I've seen dolphins.
Can you remember any, Jim?
No, I just think, oh yeah, I've heard them, but I don't remember. Yeah, that one part of music I never did know a whole lot about. But I've heard of people play them, you know.
My
they were good
son,
on them, but
he,
I just
he
didn't
can
not
play
that
a dulcimer, but not too good.
Who?
Victor.
Well, who would you say is the best banjo player that you ever heard? Old-time banjo player that you ever heard?
Well,
does any stand out?
I believe Raymond Knight about as good as I've heard.
Now, Raymond Knight, as well as I remember, he lived in around Wyden.
Yeah, this side of Wyden, some little place.
And he is about as good as I was.
Yeah, me too.
And did he knock a banjo?
Yeah.
Knock it?
He could really play. Yes, sir.
What's the, does this little hall through here have a name? Is this creek here?
Well, really, the fact of the matter, this hall is called Ross Ford.
What is it?
Ross Ford.
Ross Ford.
After
his
granddad.
Since they've changed everything around, they've got a Salt Lake Road.
All right, where you turn down in here, it says Salt Lake Road, but it's been Ross Fork for years and years and years, and they changed it.
Where does this road go on? Go to?
Well, now, of course, it's on a hard top down there that's less than half a mile. But you can go right on through and come out up there, what you call, you know where it turned into Newville?
Yeah.
You just out of Newville, there's a little road puts off up through that, and you get on that.
So this goes down to Corley?
No.
Doesn't go.
No. They got a mud dam down here and cut that out. It used to be down this way to Corley. Mm-hmm. But you can't get that way anymore. Uh-huh. Just go right on down through here and go to Cogman's Fork and up Cogman's Fork onto the Ridge Road. Then you can break right over into Newville, where you ride high on the one out the ridge too. But you used to go down this way to Corley, but they built that mud down down here and that cut them out, see?
So your people have been in here for a long time then?
I was born and raised out down here. My granddad, Ross, owned 700 acres down here at one time. So I've really been on this kick all my life, because I've been out and in. But I really got down there.
Were there ever any other musicians around this part of the country? Do you remember them?
Well, I've learned some, like picked up guitars, and those weren't too good on, but they, and fiddle too,
In other words, tried to play.
Yeah, well.
Done pretty good.
For boys, done pretty good. But now, good fiddle players are hard to find.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Go to get one sold, you know, and cut it all up, but now get one and get right down to business, it's hard to find.
Do you happen to know if your dad ever played any music with a man named Emory Bailey? Does that name ring a bell?
Mm-hmm.
Emory Bailey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's played with different ones around here in Braxton County.
Well, I figured about all of them played with.
Yeah, if anybody around Braxton County could play a violin, he was right with them. But now he always liked Ed Williams. Hi.
Did he ever go very far off to play anywhere that you know of?
Mm-mm.
Your dad?
No.
Stayed
right
in the county.
No, he stayed right
in the county.
Yeah, in Braxton County. I never knew of him going anywhere else.
Would people come to your house, musicians, would they come a lot to your
house? Oh, yeah. Out there, well, he wasn't playing like on a Saturday night at the square dance somewhere through the week. They come to our house and play.
He's playing, well, just packy all the time, what I mean, of a night. And they'd get out and work a little. He wasn't too good a hand to work. He didn't lay right into it.
But he owned a farm down here at Otter. And when I was a baby, he lived in Sturt Edition. Then he went and bought, well, he owned one, two. He owned one farm twice. He owned three farms on Otter. I mean, you know, they trade farms now. See?
He traded farms and then traded back?
Yeah. he lived in one place I don't know how many years, and then he sold out, really traded, and went to Cedar Creek, and then he didn't like Cedar Creek so well, and come back and bought back, remember? Yeah. And then from there, up here, and bought this, uh-huh, that I'm living on. Uh-huh. And he died, and then we bought it off of my mom. Uh-huh. And this is a pretty good sized farm that he owned here.
That's 28 acres. Mm-hmm. More than he needed.
Yeah. He'd raise a patch of corn and always had horses and cows. Raised gardens.
I think he lived here about 11 years.
And then he'd go over on Cedar Creek. He knew so many people over there where he was born and raised, and put up hay through the summer. And he liked to put up hay. He liked to mow. Fool with horses.
That's one thing he would do. He'd fool with horses.